You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Australia said, look, yes, we decide who comes into this country, and we decide, by signing this convention, that we'll let refugees come here. And we'll let them come as they come everywhere else in the world. We'll let them come by sea.
It's quite obvious that the camps are set up to send people home. I know that it's not supposed to be a holiday, but it took about 6 weeks, I think, for them to start to degrade mentally.
I'm 28 years old. I don't want to waste my youth here.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com, exposing media fakery one psyop at a time.
It is Thursday, April 25th, year of our Lord 2019, and today I'm not going to play any fakeologist information at the moment, rather. I'm going to play some of my favorite Howard Stern prank calls done by Richard Christie, who is probably the only guy that I think is got a really good talent for making prank calls. And I'm going to play three in a row for you. And I'm using the Fakeologist bot developed by Tryptamine. I can't sing its praises enough. And here we go. Stand by for the first one. And by the way, when you play audio, and I'm talking to all the people that have used the audio bot, please try and do it like a professional amateur radio announcer. Introduce it, play it, and then follow up on the audio at the end. You could? That way people know what you're talking about. So here's the first one I'm going to play. It's Richard Christie playing clips where he contradicts himself in his audio replies when he's talking to a woman trying to sell something. And I think the way he does it is he records contradictory answers into a clip and then plays them back whenever the woman responds. Pretty tricky, pretty witty, and perfectly executed in this call.
Richard called a lady with multiple voices?
What happened was Richard called a woman that was selling three different items. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he used multiple voices.
Yeah, I remember this. This is so unbelievable. Richard taped himself, and then every time he started talking, he had himself talking over himself, and it drove the woman insane. Sometimes I go back to Richard's room, and I just see him with headphones on laughing. He's giggling to himself, and I know he's up to some weird shit. This is pretty good.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm calling about the fur coat that you had advertised.
Are you on a cell phone? I cannot understand you.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Kenmore dryer.
Okay, just a moment.
No problem.
I'm so sorry, sir. You caught me with a mouth full of salad.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, I do have the Kenmore dryer.
How much you want for the fur coat?
We were asking $20.
I don't know if I'm interested in that.
I wish that our phone was clearer because I do not understand what you're saying, sir.
I'm calling about the coat, actually.
And the dryer?
Yeah. No.
I cannot understand.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Are you interested in the basketball goal?
Yeah.
And then you're echoing again. I'm sorry. I cannot understand.
Yeah, I'm definitely really excited about that.
I'm sorry. It might pay if you would to hang up and redial the number and let's try to clear the line. Would you like to
call back? Can you hear me?
It sounds like three people are on the phone talking at the same time.
Yeah. No.
Okay, now which one are you interested in? The fur coat or the Kenmore dryer or the basketball goal?
The Kenmore dryer.
Yes.
Hi, it's me again.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm calling back about the dryer and the basketball goal and the first on the coat dryer.
Okay. What about the fur coat? Are you interested in buying it?
Yeah. No.
You're saying yes, and someone in the background is saying no.
No.
I'm sorry, sir. Something's wrong with your phone.
I don't think so.
You need to get your phone correct.
There's nothing wrong with my phone. Up.
All right. That was clip number one. I think that was the absolute best one that I've ever heard on the Howard Stern Show. I don't listen to the Howard Stern Show currently. I haven't even gone back over the last year. It's changed directions a lot. Of course, like all things, they change. I'm not going to say evolve, because that's not really the right word. They just change. They adapt. People's tastes change. People's ways of thinking change. Even my ways of thinking have changed. But I owe Howard Stern everything when it comes to my ideas about radio. He definitely lives up to the hyperbole. His self-promotion is, I would say, well-founded, and despite what you think of him and his vulgarity, profanity, he definitely has made radio interesting more so than anyone else, no doubt about it. All right, now I'm going to play clip number two. Clip number two is titled, this is Richard pretending talk to two people at once. It's really well done. And again, he's just calling someone about buying something used, and it's very well done. Again, got a real talent. Here we go. Playing with an ecologist audio bot.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I was calling about some of the stuff you got there for sale.
All right. What you need?
Well, I was talking about the trimmer and the CB radio, mostly.
Well, the CB is a Pace.
Little
23 channel, and it was working fine when I retired it.
Hey, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
There's another guy selling the same stuff, supposed to be calling me back. That must be him.
Okay, all right.
Hello? Yeah, I'm definitely interested, yeah. So how much for the CB radio?
You're talking to me?
No, I was talking to him. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
No, I meant him as in you.
Okay, $12.
$12?
Yeah.
No, I was talking to him. I think his one's 12 for his, too.
Yeah.
No, I meant you.
Now, who are you talking to?
Oh, you, sir.
Me?
No.
Yeah, $12 for mine.
No, you hold on. I was talking to him.
I don't know.
Well, what'd you say you wanted for the trimmer?
$10.
No, I was talking to him. It's in good shape?
It's all there, but it needs...
It doesn't need work?
Yeah, it needs...
No, I was talking to him. I meant you.
It needs carburetor.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the guy on the cell phone.
Okay, just call me back.
Well, hold on. Hold on one second. He's about done here.
I don't know who you talking to.
No, I was talking to the guy, the other guy.
Okay, just call me back.
Hello?
Driving him nuts.
Yellow.
Hey there, buddy. Sorry about that.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who I was listening to.
That's fine. I told him to just call me back. So you were saying that trimmer needs some work, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what it needs. I would guess carburetor work, you know, most of them. That's what
it does. Oh, and that's him. Let me just tell him to hold on. Yeah. You still there?
Yeah.
What about the trimmer, then, that you were saying?
It's,
I was talking to him. I'm sorry.
Me.
No, I meant you, sir.
Just come by and look at this stuff. I'm at, you know where it
comes?
238 Motors. Got a bunch. I got a bunch.
You're at Clayton?
238
Motors. Clayton Drive. No, I'm sorry. I was talking to him. He's at Clayton. Where are you at? I was talking to him. I'm sorry. He has a bunch of. Hello?
Okay, bye.
No, hold on.
Bye.
Hello?
Just busting balls all day. Hello? Yeah. No, not him. You. No, not you. Him.
Okay, that was a funny one. I like that one. And now on to clip number 3. Final clip. Just a reminder to all psychologists, amateur radio people. Try and make your clip short, sweet, to the point. Introduce them, explain them. And move on, because with radio, it's got to be entertaining, otherwise you lose people's interest. That's why I introduced this bot to the channel, because sometimes the back-and-forth audios get long and drone on. Interrupting with clips wakes people up. And if you can find some nice clips, line them up, and then play them randomly throughout your broadcast, it'll make it far more interesting for the average listener to listen to. Because once you start droning on about any subject at all, especially non-psychologist stuff, you will lose your audience and they will either click away or fast forward, which is fine. I always fast forward a lot through the music. But you want to keep it interesting, keep it entertaining. No matter how serious the subject, it's got to be interesting and entertaining. Because that's how humans work, and do not fight how humans work. Here we go. Clip number 3. This is Richard and Sal calling the same person, an older woman, so it's a little bit ignorant to make fun of older people, but on the other hand, this is funny, and I've often played it over in my own head, and I'm glad I found it online, because certain comical interchanges stick with me, and I just find them very funny, year after year. So here we go. This is called How You Doing?
Hey, hello.
How you doing?
Oh, fair.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing all right. What you been up to?
Nothing. Who's this?
It's Jeff Bierbauer.
You the one that cuts hair?
Yeah. You doing good?
Yeah, about like usual.
Uh-huh. What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Me too. Doing all right?
Yeah, best I can.
So besides all that, how you been doing?
About like usual.
Yeah. So besides all that, how you doing?
About like that. That's just about the same old, same old.
Uh-huh. Me too. So besides that, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just stay here at the house.
Yeah. So you're doing all right, huh?
Very well.
Yeah.
About as good as you can expect.
Yeah. How you doing?
About like usual.
All right. Well, it's good to hear you're doing good, and you take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Howdy, ma'am. How are you? It's Jimmy. Jimmy Bierbauer.
Who's that?
My brother Jeff, he just spoke to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's he doing?
I don't know. He's doing all right.
Oh, that's good. How you been?
Very well.
Yeah. How's my brother Jeff been?
Okay, I reckon.
So what's new with Jeff, my brother? How's he doing?
Okay, I reckon.
What's new with him?
Nothing that I know of. No. How you think I'm supposed to know?
How you been then?
I've been doing best I can do.
That's good to hear. And Jeff, what would you say? How's he been? Brother Jeff.
I reckon he's okay. Why are you asking me all this stuff?
Jeff gave me a call, said he'd be calling you up to see how you've been. I haven't had a chance to call Jeff back, so I called you to see how Jeff's doing.
Well, he sounded like he was all right, only he just kept asking, like you asking me the same question over and over.
Well, what question was that? What question is that?
How was I?
Oh, how are you? How am I or how are you?
I told you I was doing okay.
How you doing?
Okay.
And how's Brother Jeff?
Okay.
How you doing?
I've got something I've got to do. Hello?
How you doing? It's Jeff again.
I talked to you a while ago, Jeff, and I've got some things I've got to do.
Did my brother call, though?
Yes. I wanted to know how you was doing. I told him okay, I reckon.
Oh, how's he doing?
I reckon he's okay. What are you trying to find out everything through me for? I don't know anything. I don't even know.
Is he doing all right?
I reckon.
So what's he been up to?
Nothing done, no all.
He's staying out of the cold.
What's the matter with you, Jeff? Are you drunk?
All right, I hope you enjoyed those three clips. If I find any more, I will play them. Now let's get back to Fakeologist Talk. On Fakeologist Radio, on Fakeologist.com.
That's all, folks.